Science and technology.
Battery technology. Soft power. Inspired by electric eels, batteries become stretchable and wearable.
Batteries are getting smaller, lighter and more powerful all the time. This is good news for manufacturers and buyers of products ranging from electric cars to mobile phones and fitness trackers. But for some applications, the conventional shape and structure of a battery with a rigid form and metallic components is simply too clunky to be of use. Some personal electronics, for example, such as skin patches that monitor health conditions or brain-computer implants that decode neural signals to control electronic prosthetic devices, require more intimate contact. Being unable to flex as skin and tissue does makes batteries both unreliable, as bodily movement can cause circuits to fail, and uncomfortable to wear. A number of approaches are therefore being taken to produce flexible batteries, including the use of pliant fibres and nanoparticles. Among the most promising, though, are water-based batteries inspired by the way an electric eel stores its charge. A group at the University of Cambridge has used the eel's technique to come up with what it calls jelly batteries. These are made from hydrogels that consist of a layered structure of organic polymers that contain over 60% water. This makes them both soft and flexible. Whereas most batteries experience a loss of conductivity if the material they are made from is bent or stretched, a jelly battery can be stretched up to 1.5 times its length with no voltage loss, says Stephen O'Neill, a member of the research team. This means it can be worn more comfortably against the skin and prove more robust when implanted into internal organs like the lung, heart or brain. The jelly battery works in much the same way that biological processes, such as the nervous system, produce electricity. They rely on the different concentrations of electrically charged particles, called ions, that exist within different bodily cells. This creates a difference in electrical potential, which in turn produces a voltage. That voltage, though, is tiny. Electric eels ramp it up by having thousands of modified muscle cells called electrocytes acting together to produce a voltage powerful enough to stun their prey. Jelly batteries do not go that far. Each individual battery produces just 0.1 volts in comparison with the 1.5 volts of a typical AA battery. But much as an electric eel can amplify a small voltage with the help of electrocytes, jelly batteries can increase their output by being strung together. They can also be charged and discharged by connecting a power source, although with further development this could be done wirelessly. Another feature of the jelly battery is that the strong molecular bonds that let the polymers stretch also allow the material to repair itself very quickly if it is broken, says Jade McCune, another member of the Cambridge team. This provides a self-healing ability, which could be useful for applications in extreme operating environments, such as powering sensors embedded into protective clothing. A second group has also found encouraging results with a self-healing hydrogel battery. This team, based at Guilin University of Technology and a number of other research centres in China, recently reported in Nano Research Energy that their battery could sustain a high level of bending and twisting, and even if broken 10 times, was still capable of self-healing. Both groups think hydrogel batteries could be commercialised without great difficulty, and that the cost of making them would be reasonable when compared with present battery technologies. The next step for the Cambridge team is to test the biocompatibility of their jelly batteries when implanted in tissue. Although, as they're mainly water-based, the team does not expect any rejection problems. Besides wearable and implantable devices, another potential market for stretchable batteries is soft robotics. For one thing, stretchy components would be safer to operate among people than the rigid parts of conventional robots. They could also help power prosthetic devices, such as gloves that allow stroke victims to move their hands. All this should provide plenty of ideas for wearable innovations.